Blog Talk Radio.
Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God. Hallelujah.
It's a season of power and prosperity. Yes, it is. It's a new season and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Good evening, good evening, and praise God for another opportunity to join you on the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, and we give God all the praise and all the honor and all the glory to be able to be with you here and share in the study of his all-powerful, all-sustaining word. And so we thank God for everyone that has tuned in tonight. Hallelujah. We pray that this time of study in God's word is going to be a blessing to you. And we just give God all the honor and all the praise. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead and usher in the presence of the Lord with a song of praise tonight. And then we will continue with the broadcast and getting to the study of God's word. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Don't know how, but you did it. Made a way. Standing here. Not knowing how we'll get through this test. But holding on to faith, you nothing can catch you by surprise. You got this figured out, and you're watching us now. And when it looks as if we can't win, wrap within your arms and step in. And everything we need you to supply. You got this in control, and now we know that you made us.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God, has he made a way for you tonight? Oh, he made a way for me over and over and over and over again. And I give him all the praise and all the honor and all the glory. Hallelujah, Lord, to your name. He is a way maker. Oh, yes, he is. Heavenly Father, tonight we give you all the praise. We give you the honor and the glory. We thank you for your presence here with us, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that yes, indeed, you are a way maker. You're a mountain mover. You're a healer, Father God. You are a deliverer, Lord God. You, Lord, are rolled in many wildernesses, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, you are, Lord God. We just give you praise and honor and glory for all of who you are in our lives, Father God. There is no other God but you. Oh, no other God like you, Father. And we love you tonight. We just want to let you know that we love you and give you all the praise, Father God. We pray, Lord God, that tonight that you will just anoint me afresh, Father, to be able to minister your word without reservation, without hesitation, with the anointing and power of Almighty God. Allow, Lord God, your word to go forth, Heavenly Father. Let it accomplish that for which it has been sent and purposed to accomplish, Father God. Let it fall on ears that are ready to hear and hearts that are ready to receive. Let your word go forth and be able to make a difference in the lives of your people, Father, so that as they go forth, they will be able to help to advance your kingdom, Lord, here in this earth. Lord, we are forever grateful, and we give you all the praise, all the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Well, tonight we're going to go ahead and continue in the study that I had begun several weeks ago on the weapons of spiritual warfare, on the weapons of spiritual warfare. We talked about the presence of God as a weapon of spiritual warfare. We talked about the word of God as a powerful weapon of spiritual warfare. We talked about the blood of Jesus Christ that covers us and keeps us and protects us as a powerful weapon of spiritual warfare. We talked about the presence and indwelling of the Holy Spirit as a weapon of spiritual warfare. And tonight, praise God, I would like to bring to you a message that's entitled Weapons of Spiritual Warfare, God's Angelic Host, Warring Angels, Our Allies in Spiritual Warfare. Warring angels, our allies in spiritual warfare. Praise God. We live in a time, saints, where it is vital to our spiritual health to know the weapons of our warfare that God has provided for you and for me in our spiritual arsenal. John 16:33 tells us that I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace in the world. Because know that in the midst of this world, you will have, in this world, you will have trouble. You will have trials. You will have tribulation. You will be, if you are a child of God, involved in spiritual warfare. There's no way around it. If you are a child of God, you will come up against the forces of the enemy. The Bible tells us so. But just as it says in John 16:33, we do not have to fear. We can take heart because our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has already overcome this world.
in the midst of our day-to-day vicissitudes of life. He tells us in 1 Peter 5 and 8 that we are to be alert and be sober-minded. That means we're to be watchful. Because why? It says that your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. That sounds like warfare to me. So we must be watchful. We must be vigilant. You will face spiritual warfare. But any good soldier will tell you that one of the key elements to winning a war is that you must have effective weaponry. You must have. You can't go into a battle without effective weapons. You must have, in order for you to win, you must have the necessary weaponry to be able to fight the battle. Well, that's what we're talking about tonight. We're talking about not a physical battle, because the word also tells us that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. We don't wrestle but we wrestle against principalities and powers. And what kind of wickedness? Spiritual wickedness. Spiritual wickedness in high places. So if we're going to win, we can't fight this battle in the carnal. We must fight this battle with the spiritual weapons that God has provided. Another key factor in winning wars, spiritual battles, is that we need to have alliances. Even in natural wars, we need to have alliances. An alliance is a union or an association joined for mutual benefit. In other words, you must have someone or someone that have joined with you in battle. Someone or someone that has your back. Someone or someone that have your best interest at heart. Someone or someone that want you to win. In the battle, the right alliance in battle can mean the difference between victory and defeat. I'm going to say that again because it's very relevant to this message. In battle, the right alliance can mean the difference between victory and defeat. Ask those 30 countries that are a part of NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, whose primary purpose is to defend nations from the threat of communist countries. The right alliance will make your enemy think twice before attacking you. Well, guess what? I came to share with you some good news tonight, that God given us a host of heavenly angels, our alliances that stand guard, and our Heavenly Father has them awaiting and waiting to come to our defense. He will dispatch them to our side at a moment's notice. We have a host of heavenly angels, my brothers and sisters, awaiting to come to our defense. Angels who are spiritual beings. Literally, the term angel in the Greek and the Hebrew, it means messenger. In Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 28, there was a messenger that came to tell Mary of the birth of Jesus Christ. An angelic messenger. And the scripture reads, Luke 1, verses 26 to 28. And it says, in the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, that was Mary's cousin, Zechariah's wife, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you. Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, do not be afraid. I've read that many times, and as I was preparing for this message, the Holy Spirit just came to me and shared that many times, because we don't fully understand what happens or what takes place always in the spiritual realm when people first learn of spiritual beings, even angelic hosts, then somehow, because of the fact that we don't fully understand, then fear tries to creep in. But one of the first things that the angel Gabriel told Mary when he gave her his greeting, he said, do not be afraid. Mary, you have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High God. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will have no end. The angel came to Mary and announced that she would become pregnant through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, by the power of the Holy Spirit, and that she would bring forth this baby child, God incarnate, and his name shall be called Jesus, and he shall save this world from their sins. Just wrap your mind just a little bit around this particular encounter with Gabriel, the heavenly angel. Praise God. God has a way of sending messengers, even in this day and time. God has a way, he sends us messages through, and many times even through angels, through visions and dreams. The Bible shares that there are different kinds of angels, cherubim and seraphim and hosts. It's worth mentioning here that there are heavenly angels, but there are also fallen or ungodly and demonic angels. The unfallen angels are the holy angels of God. Those that are fallen, they fell with Lucifer being kicked out of heaven. And he took a third of the angelic host with him. Angels are mentioned more than 280 times in the Bible. That means they have got to be important to God. Angels have also different roles. Some guard, as Genesis 24 tells us, after he, meaning God, drove the man out, he placed on the east side of the Garden of Eden cherubim, flaming swords, slashing back and forth to guard the way to the tree of life. Angels there to guard. Some angels also have the role to protect. In Matthew 18 and 10, we read, the word of God tells us to take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones. For I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven. Do you know that God has assigned to his little ones, his children, angels, guardian angels, angels to protect? And the word tells us that these angels are who have their faith toward God at all times on their behalf, meaning that they're there interceding, praise God, for those that they protect. In addition to guarding, in addition to protecting, these heavenly hosts of angels also war. We have warring angels. Some war and do battle on our behalf. 1 hour certainly is not enough time to allow me or permit me to be able to go into an in-depth presentation on angels. However, at some point, I would like to do a series on Christian angelology or the study of angels. But tonight, I specifically like to talk about the category of angels that are warring angels. Warring angels, our allies in spiritual warfare. They are our allies in spiritual warfare. Turn with me if you have your Bible. We're going to delve a little bit more into Psalms 91. Because Psalms 91, it gives an account and goes into a bit of a strategy for this holy alliance. Psalms 91, verses 9 through 12. And it reads, because thou, meaning you, meaning me, have made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angel, hallelujah, charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. In this particular passage, Psalm 91, it outlines for the child of God a three-part pattern that God has set forth to ensure our alliance with these holy, angelic hosts of God. Three parts? Yes, a three-part pattern. First, part one of the pattern tells us that we must position ourselves for the alliance. We've got to position ourselves for the alliance. Any strategic plan that is to be carried out, positioning is important. I don't know a lot about football. Only what I've game or two with my husband. But one thing that I do know is that before a play is made, before the ball is snapped, every player, the quarterback, the running back, the halfback, the tailback, the fullback, all the other backs and all the other players, praise God, they must stand firm in their position. There is a positioning that takes place and must, and then in the position, they must carry out the role and the responsibility of that position if they plan to win. Positioning is key. Spiritual battles first require that we position ourselves for an alliance with God's heavenly hope. What is our position of alliance? Well, I'm glad you asked. We must position ourselves by dwelling and abiding in the presence of God. We must position ourselves by dwelling and abiding in the presence of God. Psalm 91 and 1 verse 1 says, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. It says, verse 2, I will say of the Lord that he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. We must position ourselves. We must, as the scripture tells us, dwell in his secret place. Dwell in his secret place. We must live, not just visit, but develop a position of permanency in a specified place. That's what dwells means. Dwell means to develop a position of permanency in a specified place. The word tells us we've got to dwell, we've got to live, we've got to position ourselves in the presence of God. And then it tells us to abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Abide means to remain. Remain stable. Remain fixed. To remain there. And if we dwell in his presence, when we dwell in his presence and dwell in his secret place and abide under the shadow of the Almighty, then he becomes our refuge, our shelter, or our place of safe accommodation. Is God your place of safe accommodation tonight? Do you spend time with him, and do you dwell in his presence? Do you have a place there that's in his presence? Praise God. Through prayer, through Bible reading, through praising and praise and worship to the Most High God. That allows us to position ourselves for an alliance, hallelujah, with the heavenly host. When we posture and position ourselves for this alliance, we are able to hear from God. We are able to hear, and God shares his secrets with us. Do you know that there's a level in God where he wants to share his secrets and the mysteries of his kingdom with you and with me? When we position ourselves for this holy alliance, God provides us with instruction and strategy of warfare. If you are going to be involved in a spiritual battle, you've got to be able to hear from God to know how you are supposed to function in the midst of battle, how to we must position, we are in position, or when we position ourselves, we are in position and we are in posture for the care of heavenly angels. I'm going to say that again. When we posture and position ourselves for this holy alliance, then we become postured for the care of heavenly angels. God dispatches heavenly angels to our aid and on our behalf. But we have to posture ourselves under the shadow of God's almighty hand. After we position ourselves for the alliance, then we must prepare ourselves for the promise. What are you talking about, Pastor Constance? First positioning ourselves, then preparing ourselves for the promise of this holy alliance. What is the promise when you align yourself with God, when you align yourself with the things of God, when you align yourself even amidst the battle? He tells us that there shall no evil. This is the promise of God. He says in verse number 10 that there shall no evil befall thee, and neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. There shall no evil befall thee, and neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Verse number 7 even tells us that 1,000 may fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Hallelujah. So praise God, there's a promise that comes along with positioning ourselves for an alliance with Almighty God and with his angelic host. There is no need to fear. In verse 91, verses 5 through 12, these heavenly angels come to your side and literally will hold you up. That's what the word here in Psalms 91, it tells us that the angels come to our side. They come to our aid and hold us up lest we dash our foot against the stone. That, in other words, they hold us up to protect us even in the midst of warfare, even in the midst of dangerous situations. They're there to protect us. It says, you shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, and you shall tread upon the lion and the trample the serpent underfoot. The promise, hallelujah, of God's protection, even amidst this holy alliance. Praise the Lord. So we position ourselves for the alliance. We prepare ourselves for the promise, and then after we position ourselves for the alliance, and we prepared ourselves for the promises that are outlined in God's holy word and outlined in Psalms 91, then we praise ourselves for the provision. There comes the positioning, the preparation of the promise. And then we need to praise God for the provision. What provision? Well, Psalms 91 verses 15 tells you. It says that because he has set his love upon me. Verse 14. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. Here goes provisions. Therefore will I deliver him, and I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, verse 15, and I will answer. There's an assurance. He didn't say I might answer. Oh, my God. He said still be with him in trouble? Has God been with you in trouble? Have you seen these heavenly angels that I'm talking about tonight come to your aid, come to your behalf, delivering you from difficulties, delivering you from trouble? The word of God says, I will deliver him, and not only will I deliver him, but I will honor him. What will he honor you with? With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. That's enough to praise God for. Hallelujah. With long life, the enemy will not be able to snuff your life out. There are times when, oh my God, there are times when in the midst of warfare, because remember, Satan, his three plans of action are to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Oh, but child of the Most High God, when you dwell in the secret place of the Lord, when you abide under the shadow of the Almighty, when you make him your refuge and your fortress, and he builds up for you a strong, fortified place of protection from your enemy, you don't have anything to fear, because God then blesses you with his provision, grants you long life, satisfies you with the good things of life. That's the kind of God, hallelujah, that we serve, praise God. God will provide his provision. He will provide his protection. He will allow you to position yourself. Can you imagine, oh my God, that God loves us so much, he allows us to be able to be positioned with his holy alliance, along with him and the heavenly host, simply because, not because we're so good, but because of his goodness, because of his greatness, hallelujah, because of who he is, because he loves us just that much. That's enough, hallelujah, to praise God for. I give him all the praise and all the honor and all the glory tonight. I thank God, hallelujah, for his alliance, for allowing us to be aligned with his holy heavenly angels, to allow us to be aligned with his presence so that we can be protected in the midst of spiritual warfare. Praise God. At this time, I'm going to turn things back over to Pastor Jasper Whitehurst. I pray that this blessing, this word has been a blessing to the hearers. Praise God.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. We thank God for Pastor Whitehurst and for the word of God. Amen. We thank God for that powerful word.
Amen.
Just to know, to understand the weapon of your spiritual warfare, know where they are, how to utilize it by the grace of God. Amen. And it's so important. One of God, she went through the word and was sharing the word of God about how those angels and just the host of God, they guard, they protect, and the warrant on our behalf. For the enemy's already defeated, or we already had the victory through Christ Jesus. So these are some of the things that Christ has given to us through the power of God to keep the enemy defeated. Amen.
Amen.
You know who you are in Christ. You know your true identity in Christ Jesus. You know about those spiritual beings of God, like John the Host. Amen. But you know the one of God went through the word of God by being positioned ourselves with a life with God, amen. Man, I have in the home. Oh, what a joy, what a blessing to have someone right beside you.
Yes, it is.
And you unify this thing here.
Amen.
You unify, oh, how here for brother and sister to dwell in unity,
amen.
And you want to see 1,000 fight, and you can say 10,000.
Yes.
So when we come together in unity, our lives together with the thing of God, with the word of God, oh, my goodness, the presence of God, we cannot be defeated.
That's right.
We are more than a conqueror. We are overcomers in Christ Jesus. We have this victory, amen, saying. This victory. Do what Paul learned. We have this victory. Do what Peter learned. We have this victory in the things of God, amen. The one of God is found on even more for the soul to understand that you are a physician, amen. And know that you say, worship, you spend time in your meditation, your Bible study, you spend time in the Word of God, amen. Mm-hmm. You strategize to win in Christ Jesus, amen. Thank God for that, to know how you can win in Christ Jesus. We are winners, praise God, in Christ, amen. God calls you always to have trust in Christ Jesus. You know what your position on, you know what your true holy aligns you with God. Amen. And also to number two, to prepare us for the holy life. Amen. And there to for the promise keeper. God is a promise keeper in our life. Amen. To keep the promise of God. To know the promise of God. The God that He is our strength and He is our protector. He's our all in all in Christ Jesus. And we learn to praise Him. God has provision for us. He has provided for us, not just month to month, but day to day. Mm-hmm. Our daily bread, how to provide, and you have to win that spiritual battle. Amen? Take on in prayer and studying God's word. Amen? And obeying the Holy Spirit of God. To know how to win in God, to feel the Spirit, to be led by the Spirit. Amen? And to know how to trust in God in all things. Amen?
Amen.
To praise His holy name. For God, thank God for His provision. It's a joy to know about God's special benefit and His blessing for our life. He blesses loads of His benefit. Amen. Mm-hmm. He blesses loads of us with blessings upon blessings, praise God. Amen. Not for you to take and put it to a jar. Amen. But for you to walk in that truth, walk in that word, to obey that word, to add your faith to it, so you can increase your faith, your learning, your growth, your spiritual development in that. You know you got strength in God. Amen.
Amen.
You got strength in Him. Praise God. We thank God that His word, that God said He'd give a long life. Oh, man,
yes.
What a joy. Why a blessing to have long life. Amen.
Yes.
In the things of God, to be satisfied in Him. Amen. God
yes.
wants to have that assurance in Him of long life for the saints of God, for the people of God. Amen.
Amen.
She went down, she explained that to you from the beginning to the end. The things of God, your general host, your spiritual reverentry in Christ Jesus, and to win. And
mm-hmm.
God wants you to strategize to win in Him. Through Christ Jesus, for we are victorious in Christ. Not yourself, but the things that God has provided for us in Christ Jesus. Amen. The weapon of our warfare.
Amen. Praise God. Tonight we're talking about warring angels.
My God, my God.
Our allies in spiritual warfare.
Yes, Lord, yes.
Have you ever had an encounter with an angel? You have some people that don't believe that angels are real, but I'm here to tell you tonight that they are very, very real. Oh, yes, they are. The Word of God even tells us to be mindful of how we entertain strangers because we may be entertaining angels unawares. Praise God. We're going to go ahead and open up the lines tonight for, praise the Lord, times of testimonies and times of those that want to share into this conversation. I'm going to call on Minister Hilton because I know he has had an angelic encounter. Praise God. And he's going to go ahead and share that with us tonight.
Amen.
Minister Hilton, are you there? Praise God. Minister Beerfritt.
Yes, praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for this opportunity to share this testimony with the saints and the
Amen.
People of God. And I thank the Lord that I'm covered and washed in the blood of the Lamb, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and that I'm led by His
Praise
Holy God. Spirit, and that I'm called by His name, and that He knows
Amen.
My name. And I thank the Lord
Amen.
For that. On May 14th of 2020, I was getting my 2012 Genesis out of the Hyundai dealership. They were doing a repair for me. The car had been in there for about 4 days because it was a major repair. They were putting in a brand new transmission. I was excited about it. I had just paid the car off, and I was on my way home from the Hyundai Genesis dealership, and I pulled up at this red light on a major highway in Columbus, Georgia, where I live, Veterans Parkway in North Lake. I was coming out of North Lake and getting ready to make a left-hand turn going back to the highway on Veterans, which is Highway 80. Normally I stop, you know, even when the light turns green, I just don't just go out because I know people run red lights all the time. I've seen them do it time and time again. That's my practice. But that day I was in a hurry to get home. I just got the car out of the shop, and I was excited about getting it out of the shop. So as soon as the light turned green, I proceeded out. I went on out into a four-way intersection. And to my horror, I looked, and this big Mercedes was pressing down upon me at a high rate of speed. And I didn't have time to think. I didn't have time to call on the name of Jesus. I just braced for impact because I thought at that point I looked, and I saw the car coming at me at such a high rate of speed, I thought my life was over. And I saw my life going before me, in fact, you know, in a moment of time. And I braced for the impact, and nothing happened. And I looked, and the woman had just drove past me. She just drove past me with her hands up, you know. And I was so amazed because, again, I saw my life going before me, and that woman was supposed to have hit me. I don't know, again, it was the angels of God who were protecting me because I abide in the presence of the Lord. I walk with the Lord, but the Lord kept me that day. And even for 2 days after that, I was really shaken. I was really shaken, and I was so amazed, and I was trying to figure out how did God save me, because I couldn't figure it out. We can't figure God out. But that day the enemy was trying to take me out. I know that. But I know that the Lord was faithful, and the Lord was there, and the Lord preserved and kept me, and that he is keeping me. And with long life, he is satisfying me. And I praise him, and I give him all the glory and thanks for his faithfulness, because he's shown himself faithful in so many ways, in so many encounters. Yeah. So I praise God. I got a testimony about an angel that I saw when I was a young man, but I'll share that at another time. Praise the Lord. Amen.
All right. Amen. Praise God. God bless you. Thank you so much for sharing that testimony. That's powerful. And again, angelic intervention in the hand of God that covered and kept my brother. Praise God.
Amen.
And I praise God for that. Oh, yes, I do. Oh, yes, I do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Is there another one tonight that would care to share in the test and share a testimony? Have you had any angelic encounters? Have you ever had any powerful supernatural encounter that, like Brother Hilton said, you might not be able to fully explain, but later you know that it had to be nothing, hallelujah, but the power of God. Praise God. Is there another one tonight? Just press one on your dial pad. Praise the Lord. We would love to hear from you.
Amen.
If there is not one, I have a testimony, praise God. I want to share. I have a similar situation that happened like Minister Hilton, but it happened to my very own husband, praise God. And this was back in November of 2018, November the 6th, 2018, I was at home, and it was late at night, and I was, he had not gotten home from work, and I received a phone call right at about 11:30-ish or so, quarter to midnight, 11:45, somewhere in there, and I heard the voice that sounded quite frantic on the other end of the phone that said, "You need to come, because Jasper has been in an accident." And I immediately called for my son, who was upstairs, to hurry downstairs because we had to go because his dad had been involved in an accident. And so I kept the lady on the phone, and lo and behold, she told me the accident was literally only about 5 minutes from where she told me it was from our home. And as I pulled out of our subdivision, I could hear ambulances and emergency vehicle sirens in the distance. And as I turned the other corner to go on the main road near our house, all I could see was a flood of nothing but emergency vehicles and lights, and that was at the intersection of the corner that was, like, again, not even 5 minutes away from where we live. And so I drove up and I told her I could see. I still kept the woman on the phone. I said, let me disconnect. I see the sirens. I see the lights. I see where this is. And so I drove up, praise God, and was in the midst. And I drove up so quickly that they were telling me, no, you can't park here. I just pulled off in the road. And so then I pulled off into a bank that was nearby in the parking lot. And I got out of the car and I could not see my husband's vehicle clearly because there were so many emergency medical crew and EMTs around the car. And the police officer asked me as I was running towards the car, who are you? And I told him that I was the wife. And he said, get back, move back, move back. That's the wife, let her through. And as he was saying let her through, I could see that the car had been smashed, the front of it, like an accordion, and that the front windshield was just totally just demolished and crashed in, and that the airbag, but praise God, as they began to clear, slowly move back, I could see my husband sitting there in that vehicle. Oh, my God. And it was like the hand of God had taken his mighty hand and clamped it around him literally in that passenger seat, protecting him from the impact of what took place with that accident, keeping him safe, praise God. And lo and behold, even amid all the metal that had pushed up into the car and amid all of the glass that had shattered from the front glass and the side glass of the door, passing of the driver's side door, he was not, my God, he was not scratched, hallelujah. He received some bruises, but praise God, his life was spared. Oh, his life was spared, saints. Nothing but the power of God. They were able to move things out of the way in the car where he was able to step forward out of that car with the help of the EMTs and walk to the ambulance that took him away. But praise God, he was alive and able to move. Nothing but the power of God. Later on, after the accident had taken place, maybe I guess it was about 3 or 4 days later, I was sitting at that same intersection. And God showed me as I was sitting at that red light in the midst how angels that particular night were dispatched to his aid, moving cars out of the way, shifting cars out of the intersection, halting cars, hallelujah, at the stoplight, moving his car out of the way and of impact from a four-lane intersection. Nothing but the power of God and heavenly angels. So I tell you tonight, oh, yes, angels are very real. Oh, yes, they are. And God has them dispatched. And he will dispatch them on our behalf and allow them to come to our aid.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
So we give him all the praise. We give him all the honor. And we give him all the glory. We have about one more minute left in the God. And I'd like to invite anybody that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. If you just simply pray a prayer of saying, Lord, I believe that you died for my sins. I believe in that you are Jesus, the Son of the living God. Just come into my life and take charge of my life for the rest of my life. I confess you as Lord and Savior, that you died and was resurrected and sitting at the right hand of God the Father, interceding for me. And if you prayed a prayer just that simple, you don't have to be eloquent. It can be just that simple. Praise God. We welcome you into the body of Christ tonight. God, all the praise. praise and all the honor and all the glory. Hallelujah. We pray that the word tonight was a blessing to you. We pray that this time has been a blessing to you. Go forth and be able to share God's word with the masses and let this world know about a living Savior whose name is Jesus Christ. Awesome night, and to God be all the glory. We love you, and God bless.
Come on, everybody, let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great, and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Come on, say it. Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
That's it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on. Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Where I've been weakened.
Forever he'll reign.
Forever he will reign.
Come on, you got it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Where I've been weakened.
Forever he'll reign.
Forever
one word, come on, everybody. Somebody lift your voice.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, say it.
Awesome.
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 Say, my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's been good to you, testify.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice.
Awesome.
He's awesome.
Awesome.
Come on. My God.
My God.
Verse 2.
Awesome.
Savior of the whole world.
Giver of salvation.
Of salvation. By his stripes, I'm healed. Yeah, my God is awesome.
My God is
listen,
awesome.
Today I am forgiven.
Today I am forgiven.
His grace is why
grace
I'm living.
Why I'm
somebody ought to praise his
holy
name.
Holy
come on, you say, my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, awesome.
Awesome.
Where the Lord has brought you from.
Awesome.
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 Let's talk about why he's awesome. You say, he's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
Awesome. Somebody ought to lift your voice and celebrate.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say,
he's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
You say, he's great.
He's great.
He's great.
He's great.
the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Oh, my God,
my God is awesome.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Where I've been weak.
Praise his holy name.
Oh,